Right now, it is time for us to check sports. We'll start off once again taking a look at the NFL as we have the championship weekend coming up this weekend, the conference championships. This year, the Giants were my favorite because they were playing good football again and they were fun to watch. But outside of that, this is the weekend I like. I like this even better than the Super Bowl, the conference championships. And the NFC, it's the 49ers against the Eagles. And the AFC, it is the Bengals against the Chiefs. And then the Super Bowl comes up on February the 12th. So that is the way that looks. And I haven't decided who I'm going to root for in the Super Bowl. It all depends who gets in there. All depends. We'll see what happens. All right. Let's switch over right now to the NBA and see if we had any of our local teams playing yesterday. The Nets lost to the 76ers, 137-133. I think that's the only local team we had that played yesterday. The Knicks take on the Celtics today at 7:30. The Nets take on the Pistons today as well. Taking a look at the National Hockey League, the results that came in yesterday from any of our local teams that played. The Maple Leafs beat the Rangers 3-2. The Senators beat the Islanders 2-1. Coming up today, the Bruins take on the Lightning and the Devils take on the Predators. All right. Now taking a look and moving on over to college basketball. Well, in college basketball, top 25 action, might I say. Texas A&M defeated 15th Auburn 79-63. Number 2 Alabama over Mississippi State 66-63. Number 23 Providence over Butler 79-58. Number 4 Tennessee over Georgia 70-41. Number 3 Houston over UCF 82-71. And number 19 Connecticut lost to number 13 Xavier 82-79. That is a look at that information. More bad news for Cowboys fans. Dak Prescott and his girlfriend have split. Oh, come on. Give me a break. What else? Weren't they supposed to vote for the Hall of Fame yesterday? Yeah. I think so. Scott Rowland was selected to the Hall of Fame yesterday, third baseman, narrowly elected. He received 76.3% of the votes from the writers. You need 75% to make it to Cooperstown. He cleared that by 5 votes. 5 votes. So congratulations to him. Meanwhile, Jeff Kent says Hall of Fame voting is head-scratching embarrassment. He failed to get elected. He was a career 290 hitter, Kent. Hit the most home runs ever for a second baseman, 377. He didn't even get 50% of the vote in his final year of Hall of Fame eligibility. So, one happy player, one not so happy player. And the Hall of Fame balloting. That is a check on sports on Robin Hood Radio.